This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin today, as we often do on a Friday, with our weekly wrap. Not, though, this time just with the 5 days gone by, but the 360 or so that came before it as well. For that, John Carney from CNBC is in our New York studios. It's just you and me today, John. You all right with that?
I've got a big surprise for you. We've got Lizzie O'Leary
no way,
right here.
No way, no way, no way. And here we were all set to go, just me and John. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm okay. The NYPD likes to hold up the subway train sometimes.
A little out of breath?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so I'll give the first question to Carney. You can catch your breath. John, I want to go back actually to last Friday. President Obama had his news conference before he went off to Hawaii for the holidays, and he said, and this is pretty much a quote, 2014 could be a breakout year for the American economy. I want to know from you what has to happen for that to happen.
He could stay in Hawaii. look, the economy is doing very, very well. All that could happen now is things could get screwed up. But right now, the Fed is saying, look, we think things are going well. Most economists are saying things will go very well. So as long as we don't end up in some sort of epic political fight where we're going to tank the economy again, things will go well in 2014. This is great news. So, you know, maybe Obama, you know, take a little longer vacation.
But that's a big what if, John, if we don't wind up in some epic political battle. Ms. O'Leary, what say you? What
My
has to
jaw
happen?
Dropped when John said that.
Yeah.
You should have seen it. Look, yes, it would be great if there was no epic political battle. And they did have a budget agreement. We do have the debt ceiling hanging out there. Maybe they learned their lesson last time. Things do seem to be getting better. The pieces of data that have been coming in are positive. There is a question. Tomorrow, millions of Americans lose their unemployment insurance benefits. We'll see what happens when that happens. And I think there's a question of what happens to the unemployment rate going forward. That's certainly something that the Fed's going to be looking at, though they have said, yes, we hope to continue to taper.
Right. Okay. So, well, two things. One, great segue. Thank you. And on the taper, because that's where we're going next. But also, we've got Mitchell Hartman coming up on unemployment right after we chat. But John, let me ask you something. And it's going to be a little bit of raining on the parade here, right? We do have the taper in place. The Fed is pulling back on its support for the economy, although it's still plowing billions of dollars in there. Interest rates are nudging up. The 10-year is over 3%, and I know it's a small rise. Is there not – oh, and stock markets are going through the roof. Is there not just a slightest feeling that we're set for a fall?
Look, we are probably going to have some sort of pullback in 2014. The stock market has been on a tear. But I think the stock market is a pretty good predictor of what's going to happen in the economy. And what it's telling us, if it is a good predictor, is that 2014 should be a pretty good year, despite the fact that the Fed is tapering. The Fed went up – the stock market went up almost every day since the Fed announced the taper, except for today.
Yeah.
It dipped a little, you know, because people are like, oh, you know, I'm going to be away for a few days.
Even if bond rates – you know, even if yields go up a little bit more, that's still not a lot of return. So people are going to put their money somewhere. Maybe it's still in the stock market, though I agree it's very, very high. Maybe that's an emerging market.
But I think actually what's happening, though, is that the stock market is telling us not just that – I think the stock market might pull back. But I think the broader economy is going to do pretty well. And that's what this rise of 2013 is telling us about what will happen in the broader economy in 2014. We will have growth. It's going to be a pretty good year.
All right. And yeah, I heard a Lizzie sign. O'Leary sign there. I heard
me
sign
say
there.
That?
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. It's the holiday spirit in you, John. All right. Before I let you guys go, Lizzie, the biggest story of this year, what was it, business and economy-wise?
Well, you know me, I still have a soft spot. I think the biggest story to me is there is a split, a schism, if you will, between where data show the economy is going and where people's hearts wage power for the middle class feels where the economy is in their gut. I think that's a huge disconnect, and I think that schism is incredibly important.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. John, your story of the year?
I'm going to cheat and pick two. The stock market in general, one of the best years we've ever had in history. It's amazing. It is incredible. I almost pulled out all my investments back in May because I thought it was going too well. And then the second story is Twitter, the IPO that shouldn't have worked. Tech should have blown up already, but it's going bananas. So those are the two stories.
Except for today, and we'll get to that in the numbers. All right, John Carney from CNBC and Lizzie O'Leary from us. And I should point out, by the way, pulling double duty this week, helping us out this afternoon and hosting the morning show. You guys have a good weekend, all right?
Thanks, Guy.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you. Be good.